Someone has a key. Two keys, she remembers, for this door, and possibly a third for the street door. Damien must have a new girlfriend, someone he hasn't mentioned, or else an old one, someone who's retained the keys. Or a cleaner, perhaps, someone who forgot something in return for it while Case was out. Then she remembers that the keys are new, the locks having been changed after completion of the renovation, causing hers to have had to be FedExed to New York on the eve of her departure. This by Damien's assistant, the one who'd come in to put the place back together. And she remembers this woman on the phone with her in New York, concerned because the keys she'd just sent off were the only set she had, and apologizing that Damien currently had no house cleaner. She goes into the bedroom and examines her things. Nothing seems to have been disturbed. She remembers an eerily young Sean Connery in that first James Bond film, using fine, clear Scottish spit to paste one of his gorgeous black hairs across the gap between the jamb and the door of his hotel room. Off to the casino, he will know upon returning whether or not his space has been violated. Too late for that. She goes into the other room and looks at the cube, which has gone back to sleep, and at the roll of tape on the carpet. The room is clean and simple, semiotically neutral, Damien having charged his decorators on threat of dismissal with the absolute avoidance of Shelter magazine chic of any kind. What else is there here that might retain information? The telephone. On the table beside the computer. It is an unusually simple mirror world telephone, none of the usual bells or whistles. It doesn't even have call display, Damien viewing such things as time sinks and needless recomplications. It does, however, have a redial button. She picks up the handset and looks at it as though expecting it to speak. She presses the redial button, listens to a sequence of mirror world rings. She is waiting for the voicemail at Blue Ant to pick up, or perhaps a weekend receptionist, because she hasn't used this phone since calling them Friday morning to confirm that her car was on the way.
Lasciate un messaggio. Risponderò appena possibile.
A woman's voice, brisk and impatient. Tone. She almost screams, hangs frantically up. Leave a message. I will reply as soon as I can. Dorothea.